Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My wife discovered toys about 30 years ago. Our love life died. She says that I cannot satisfy her like toys do. After she's done, she just goes to sleep. She says she loves me and she doesn't want to lose me. Sometimes I just feel like a paycheck. I try and just hold her at night, but she says I'm too hot and to go away. Every time I hear the buzz, I just go sit in the living room and turn on the TV. I feel it's time for me to leave. I know people think that men do not need to be held, but we do. Just to lay in bed and talk. Tell me about her day. Should I walk away?
It sounds like you're feeling sad, frustrated, and hurt in your marriage right now. And while I cannot tell you whether you should stay in your marriage or leave your marriage, it certainly sounds like you're ready to make some changes. One possibility is to consider couples therapy. You might consider approaching your wife sometime when you're both relaxed, in good enough moods, and unlikely to be interrupted by family, friends, or a favorite television program. Try letting her know how you feel in a way that doesn't put the blame on her. Using your own words, you might say something along the lines of how important she and your marriage are to you, but that you feel disconnected and you'd like to meet with a counselor together so that you and she can learn better ways to communicate, to connect, to get along, or to help each other be happier in your marriage. If you want to talk about the sexual aspects of your life together, you might say that you'd like to improve your sexual connection, but that you don't know how and could use some support from a trained counselor or therapist. You can find a couples therapist in your area through the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy. Their website is aamft.org. Or you might want to meet with a sex therapist. To find one in your area, check out the website of the Society for Sex Therapy and Research, which is sstarnet.org. You might also find it helpful to read the book Passionate Marriage by Dr. David Schnarch. It profiles a number of couples who have had serious difficulties in their marriages for many years in some cases, but who come to find ways to connect and to improve their relationships and sex lives through therapy, dedication, and a great deal of effort together. Even if your wife chooses not to go to therapy with you, know that you can still choose to go alone and that you might find it helpful to have the support and guidance of a professional counselor and therapist as you work through these difficult issues.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question:
do women experience nocturnal erections similar to male nocturnal erections? I understand the male version has little to do with feeling sexually aroused, but is more associated with REM sleep and may help keep the penis healthy with oxygenated blood supply during the night. If this is true, isn't it likely that women's bodies do something similar?
You certainly have good instincts, and you may be surprised by some of what we know about sleep and sex. Starting in the 1960s, researchers began looking at genital arousal during sleep and found that men experience erections during the rapid eye movement phase, more commonly known as the REM phase of sleep. In the years that followed, researchers began studying women to see if something similar happened. Studying female genital arousal is often more challenging than studying male genital arousal. After all, the presence or absence of a man's penile erection is more easily detectable than measures of female genital arousal, such as changes to the clitoris or genital temperature during sleep. In the 1960s and 1970s, researchers attempted both of these types of studies of female genital arousal during sleep, but found them to be challenging and inconclusive. Researchers ultimately focused on studying changes in blood flow to women's genitals during sleep. They found that women experience increase in blood flow to their genitals during REM sleep, just as men experience increases in blood flow to their penis, which contributes to their erections. People also experience increased blood flow to their genitals during sexual excitement and arousal when they're awake. If you've ever felt warm and tingly in your genital area when you've been excited about someone, that's due to increased blood flow. Scientists have found that blood flow to the genitals increases anywhere from just a little during REM sleep to about as much as it increases when women masturbate or watch erotic films. In other words, it may be that for some women, REM-related genital arousal feels similar to waking sexual arousal. This makes sense given that many women report waking up from deep sleep only to find themselves feeling highly aroused or having just experienced an orgasm, just as some men do during sleep. REM sleep is also the phase of sleep in which people dream, which begs the question of what it is that people are dreaming about. Given that men and women very frequently experience REM-related genital arousal, some people wonder how often we have erotic or sexual dreams without remembering them. In one study, scientists noted that a woman experienced an orgasm while sleeping. The next day, she told the scientists about a sexual dream she remembered having had the night before, and that the dream involved another woman being sexual with her. In her dream, the woman then turned into a man. She was perplexed by this dream, given that she said she had never had any sexual interest in or sexual experiences with other women. However, dreams about sex may be linked to people's genital arousal or orgasm, and sexual dreams may be random and not reflective of people's waking interest in sex. Someone, for example, once told me that his first wet dream came about while he dreamt about the Smurfs. He was a young boy, close to puberty, and had little knowledge about sex, but for some reason, a non-sexual dream about the Smurfs was associated with his first ejaculation. Anything is possible in the world of dreams. Also, although scientists who study sex can clearly show that genital arousal happens during sleep, we cannot say why it happens. Some scientists have suggested that perhaps genital arousal during REM sleep is our body's way of keeping our genital tissue healthy by delivering oxygen to it through regular increases in blood flow. You can learn more about the science of studying orgasm in The Science of Orgasm and more about genital response and sexual pleasure in Because It Feels Good, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Pleasure and Satisfaction.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.